Hachette Audio presents Elysium Fire, written by Alistair Reynolds, read by John Lee. From a distance, it almost looked natural. A planet with a ring. A world of ochre and mustard clouds, with nothing of the surface visible. A poisonous place, peevishly inimical to human habitation. One shriveled moon. 10 billion such worlds clotted the galaxy, useless to all but the most desperate of species and civilizations. The conjunction of planet and rings was not, in itself, worthy of note. It was the natural business of things, where gravity had its way with rubble and ice. Granted, it was more usual to find rings around gas giants, rather than a small rocky planet like this one. But even the tiniest of worlds might lay temporary claim to a ring system, if a moon or asteroid fell too deeply into their gravity well. Gravitational dynamics being what they were, though, such a ring system would not endure more than a few million years. This ring system was much younger even than that. Young because it was the work of people, not celestial mechanics. They had come here in vast starships, crossing the Gulf of Light-years from Earth. Down in the permanent ochre murk of Yellowstone's toxic atmosphere, they had founded Chasm City, the greatest urban settlement in human history. And in a girdle around Yellowstone, an adornment to the metropolis below, they had set into orbit 10,000 artificial worlds, each an exquisite fabulation of rock and metal and glass, each with its own name and customs, each bountiful with air and water and a teeming cargo of people. They called this